Ah, La Promenade Decay. Remnants of past phantoms. Let's imagine the passion which people had for the river. It was an almost inseparable way towards Chambly because of the rapids, and it became the door of opportunity towards the south by Lake Champlain towards the United States. Can you, like me, smell the wind of freedom just like our ancestors? Precisely while speaking about freedom, if you throw a glance at the other side of the river, you will see Saint-Jean, which bore the name of Iberville before the municipal fusion of 2001. Iberville was one of the bastions of the patriotic movement in 1837 and 1838. If we return on our side of the river, the Promenade Decay saw lots of things in the course of the 19th and beginning of the 20th century. The harbor and commercial activity was at its peak. At the time when London gives us permission to import food products and American wood by Richelieu, Lord Dorchester emits an ordinance which officially makes Saint-Jean the border and doorway for commerce between Canada and the United States. In the middle of the 19th century, Americans arrange a consulate which will be located on Rue Richelieu. Not less than 3,282 boats docked annually at the port of Saint-Jean. We saw companies being born like Singer, Corticelli, and the Clay Standard, which used the river to transport their raw materials. Closer to us, in the middle of the 20th century, the river becomes a starting point and arrival of cruising on the Richelieu, a place of leisure. Today, La Promenade Decay offers an unspoiled view on the river and a maritime door for the greatest pleasure of the yachtsman. Imagine the discoveries with the passage of Samuel de Champlain in 1609. Strategic military location and commercial way. Let us benefit from this small moment to admire the spectacle of the water.